fun.
Ranger Bill, warrior of the woodland, struggling against extreme odds, traveling dangerous trails, showing rare courage in the face of disaster. In the air. On horseback. Or in a screaming squad car. Ranger Bill, his mind alert, a ready smile, unswerving, loyal to his mission. And all this in exchange for the satisfaction and pride of a job well done.
I don't remember right offhand who said these are times that try men's souls, but a truer statement has never been made. Hi there, boys and girls. You know, those rangers of mine are the finest men on the face of the earth, except when they get a wild notion in their heads. But then, on the other hand, that's what makes people human. Well, it wasn't too long ago that I was ready to flip my lid, as the saying goes, because my rangers were acting stubborn, ornery, and cantankerous. And not only did my men act up, say, I almost forgot. We better put a handle on this story, huh? Let's see, what'll we call it? Too ornery to die? That wouldn't be so good. Hotheads wouldn't fit either. How about scaredy cats? Now there's a title getting close to the truth. Stampede? No, that's about cattle. My men are stubborn as mules sometimes, though. You know, a good title just doesn't come to mind right now, so let's just say this story is about Lover Boy. One day, not too long ago, we were plagued by a sudden absence of doctors in the area. People doctors and animal doctors. It all started early one morning as I was walking to the office with Henry.
Hey, look who's out bright and early. Looks like Doc Jones. That crazy horse. Hi, Doc. Let's go over, Phil.
Okay, Henry.
Hello, Buzz. Beautiful morning, isn't it?
Beautiful for anything you want to do, Doc, except stay inside.
Yeah, that's right. Well, fellas, this is goodbye for a while.
Goodbye?
What?
How come? You aren't quitting us, are you?
Oh, no, not at all, Henry. But I need a vacation badly.
Phew. You had me worried for a minute. Where are you going?
Well, that's top secret, but it's far away, believe you me. Far away and no way to reach me.
That's the way to do it, Doc. The only way sometimes, huh? How long since you took a real vacation?
5 years.
That long? You really need a rest.
Don't I know it. Well, I gotta buzz along. Hold everything and everybody together until I get back.
Oh, we will. What'll we do if we need a doctor?
Oh, there's one coming today to fill in while I'm gone.
That's fine. Have a good rest. Lots of fun.
And how?
Thanks, fellows. Bye.
So long, Doc.
Boy, he sure is a nice fella and a good doctor. I'm glad to see him get away for the rest he needs.
Right. I wonder who the new doctor is.
Whoever he is, he'll have tough shoes to fill trying to keep up with Doc Jones.
Your attention, please. Flight 11 is now loading at gate 2. Passengers to Chicago, Omaha, Junction City, and San Francisco, please board your plane.
It's going to be a long 2 months, Mad.
Not any longer for you than it'll be for me, dear.
I still don't understand why you're going all the way to Knotty Pine. Can't you get good medical experience here?
Yes, I don't doubt that I could. But remember, my husband and me, that you're going to be tied up on special research for the same 2 months. Bad chance I'd have seen very much of you.
That's true. I won't have the free time I'd like for 2 months. But how about those good-looking He-Man Rangers out there Dr. Jones was talking about?
Oh, my day. I believe you're jealous.
Well, who wouldn't be? It's not every day those fellows have a beautiful woman doctor to sew up their busted heads.
Don't you worry a minute. Oh, I guess I'd better go now. Please, dear, don't forget to ride, and often.
I'll ride often. That's a solemn promise.
Well, I've heard that song before, honey. Sometimes I wonder who you love most. Me or your precious microbe.
Don't forget the one you love, Doctor. Not for 1 minute, or me and my microbes will be on the next plane going west. Goodbye. Have a nice time.
Goodbye, Dave. I'll miss you terribly.
Why, Doctor, your emotions are showing.
So are yours, you big lug. Bye, bye, dear.
Goodbye. Look out for those rugged, good-looking Rangers.
Here's a wire for you.
Oh, thanks, pal.
Now, don't keep me in suspenders. What's it say? Or ain't it any of my business?
Sure, it's your business, Stumpy. The new doctor wants me to meet him at Junction City Airport. Doc Jones told him to contact me, and I'd see that he'd get squared away.
Airport? How far is this doctor coming from, anyway?
New York City.
New York City.
That's right, Grey Wolf.
Why didn't he get one from London? What's the big idea now?
Maybe the new doctor is a friend.
Yeah, probably so. I'd better call Marie and tell her the new doctor's on the way. She'll probably want to dust up the office. What's so funny?
Well, sir, I'll tell you. Here there was a youngster who learned in Sunday school that the Lord created our bodies from dust. When we die, our bodies return to dust. The little feller thought about that for some time, and one day he come running out of the bedroom, white as a sheet, and he ran into the other room, and he says, "Hey, Mom, you better look under the bed. Somebody's either coming or going."
Oh. That's pretty good, old-timer.
Yeah, real cute.
I'd better call Marie and tell her to look under the desk and see how much dust is collected.
Sure, the doctor was on this flight?
That's what the wire said, Henry. It's possible there's a mistake in the wire, but I rather doubt it.
Paging Mr. William Jefferson, please come to the information desk and meet Dr. Benson. That's Mr. William Jefferson.
Hey, that's us. I don't see a man waiting there. Just a woman.
Hey, I never thought about that.
What?
A woman doctor.
A woman doctor out here?
Looks like it, Henry. Let's go meet her, huh?
What a sharp-looking dish.
Henry Scott, watch your remarks.
Okay, so I'll change. Wow, what a beautiful woman.
Dr. Benson?
Yes, Mr. Jefferson. I'm Dr. Benson. Just call me Madge.
How do you do, Madge? Welcome to the West. I prefer Bill to Mr. myself.
All right.
Henry, close your mouth.
Yes, sir.
This gaping young man is Henry Scott.
How do you do, Henry?
How?
Is he part Indian? Oh, did I say the wrong thing?
I don't think so. But Henry's not even a little bit Indian. Just a little caught off by, that you're a young woman. You know what I mean.
Oh, I'm sorry. I spoke out of turn.
Oh, that's all right, Dr. Benson.
Let's take the ladies' bags to the car, pal, and start for Knotty Pine. Henry Scott.
Yeah, you take the bags. I'll take the lady to the car.
Henry, I'm sure you'll find I'm not a freak. It's happening quite frequently now that a woman becomes a doctor.
Yes, sir. Shall we go to the car?
Henry, you pick up 2 of the doctor's bags and carry them, and I'll take the other 3. And I'm quite sure she can make it to the car under her own power.
I'll take the bag, sir. Just a minute.
Oh, my. He fell right over that suitcase. Are you hurt?
You, me? No, I'm all right.
Bill, I'll escort Henry to the car.
I think you'd better, if you don't mind. Porter! Oh, Porter!
You called, sir?
Yes. Help me to the car with these bags, please.
Yes, sir. Excuse me, sir.
Yes?
If that young fella's sick, we can get a wheelchair so he won't fall again.
Well, thank you, but he won't fall again.
How can you be so sure?
Because he's fallen just about as hard and far as he can already.
Madge?
Yes, Henry?
How long did you have to study to get your degree?
7 years.
Oh, that isn't long.
Well, then there's internship and postgraduate work.
Uh-huh. Do you think a fella should always be older than the girl?
To what are you referring?
Well, when a fella and girl get married, you know, just anybody. Does it make much difference if the girl's older than the fella?
Well, I think it all depends on the fella and girl involved.
How do you like our beautiful country out here, Madge?
Oh, I like it very much. It's really beautiful. I'd like to see more of it in my spare time.
Well, I'll be glad to show you around the country, Madge. Very glad.
Thank you, Henry.
I'm afraid, Dr. Benson, that you're going to have your hands full.
I believe you're right.
How are you on doctoring heart trouble, huh?
Oh, I think I can effect a cure. It'll have to be a long treatment so as not to be brutal.
Oh, boy, I've had it through today. How about you, pal?
Who, me? Oh, I'm not tired.
What? After riding horseback all day and checking 14 fire lanes and taking inventory of 8 fire equipment caches, you're not tired?
Nope, not at all. Well, I better shake a leg.
Date with Mary Lou?
Oh, no, with Madge. I canceled my date with Mary Lou.
Madge? What for?
Well, since when do you question me about my dates?
Oh, now you're right, Henry. I'm sorry.
I'm taking Madge riding this evening.
Good evening, Mary Lou.
What's good about it?
Hmm? Well, I don't understand. Why isn't it a good evening, young lady?
I know why Henry broke our date.
Well, Dr. Benson, come on up, join the party.
Good evening.
I thought Henry was taking you riding this evening, Madge.
Oh, I didn't think it'd be wise. I have to make a call, so I stopped by on the way.
Oh, I see. Madge, this is Mary Lou Thompson. Mary Lou, Dr. Madge Benson.
Oh, you are very beautiful.
Oh, thank you, Mary Lou. You're an unusually attractive young woman yourself.
Well, now that the Mutual Admiration Society is finished, I suggest we discuss our mutual friend, who currently is suffering from palpitations of the ticker upon meeting one Dr. Benson.
Bill, I hope you don't think I'm being cruel,
but On the contrary, Madge. But I'm afraid you might find Henry a very persistent young man. Mary Lou is his girlfriend, and now that you've come to town, he's got himself all twisted up. And Mary Lou is left out in the cold.
That's true, and one more thing. After I'm gone, he'll go back to Mary Lou, or try to, which will only create another problem for both of them.
Boy, I'll say it will, because I don't like playing second fiddle.
Well, perhaps there's a quick way to bring Henry back to Earth without doing any damage.
I hope so, Midge. Do you have an idea?
Oh, yes, I have an idea. You see, it's not very polite for me to announce that I'm already engaged to be married.
Are? But you're not wearing a ring.
My fiancé is also a doctor, and he needed the money for a microscope because of his research work. The ring can come later. But my mother has a ring, and I know she'll lend it to me. Perhaps that'll be the way to settle matters. It should arrive in several days if I phone her this evening.
But what if he doesn't give up? What if he's really in love with you?
Mary, Henry's infatuated, but not in love with me.
Oh, I hope you're right.
I know I'm right. You just be patient now and try to help Henry all you can. That'll be helping yourself at the same time.
Is she right, Bill?
Yes, I'm sure she is, Mary Lou. But on the other hand, I'm not a woman, so I can't be an authority on these things.
Rugged place for a woman, Doctor. Maybe Doc Jones lost his marbles when he asked her to come here.
You fellas stop picking on Madge. I mean Dr. Benson.
Madge, is it? Oh, Madge, I cut my finger on my toothbrush. Will you bandage it up? Maybe I can go to the hospital. You'll take care of me.
Stop it. Cut it out.
So you already know the doctor. What happened? You have a tummy?
You know he's got heart trouble. You know the kind that whenever he sees her, his ticker goes thump a 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 thump.
Wait till you see her, you old billy goat. Your heart will go bump a thump a thump too.
Yeah, this old billy goat's so old, he's lucky his ticker goes pitter patter.
Hey, look out the window. Here they come.
That woman's a doctor?
That woman is Madge Benson. Dr. Madge Benson.
Oh, Henry, not kidding, that's for sure.
I still don't believe that fine-looking young lady is a doctor. She's got to prove it.
Bill, you've got me frightened to death to meet your rangers.
Well, I didn't mean to, Madge, but I want you to be prepared for the worst. Those men of mine are the finest rangers in the world, but they're also the biggest rascals. And Teet, you should know the half of them.
Oh, my.
It's really not that bad. I just want to alert you so you don't get embarrassed and so. And watch the old-timer. He's a first-class disliker of all female women in a man's domain.
Really, is that so?
Yeah, really. They're watching from the office window right now. Well, I wonder what the old-timer is thinking up to initiate you.
Well, it looks like I'm going to have my hands full.
I'll say you are. First, you've got Henry and his crush on you to worry about. And now, all these other men. Madge, I feel sorry for you.
Bill, this sounds like fun.
Is Henry fun, too?
Oh, no. No, sir. Henry gets my most considerate care to effect a cure. But those other wild and woolly rangers of yours are going to get the business. Medically speaking, that is.
Oh, Madge. I don't feel well at all.
I'm sorry to hear that, Henry. What bothers you?
Oh, I don't know. I just kind of feel down in the dumps, you know. Not too good all over.
Sit down, please.
Sure.
I want to take your blood pressure and pulse.
Well, anything you want to do is fine with me.
Now, just hold still.
Sure.
Now, let's see.
Say, when are we going riding?
I can't hear when you're talking. Blood pressure's normal.
When are we going riding, Madge?
Now, your pulse, and please be quiet.
Okay, but you still haven't answered my question.
Pulse normal.
I still feel sick.
Open your mouth.
Okay.
Where are we going riding?
You have a nasty throat, young man. It's red all over. What? No horseback riding for you.
Huh?
I think I'll need some of this.
Brother. Stuff looks awful.
And a little of this.
that stuff to a horse.
And here's for good luck.
And who's that stuff for?
You.
Me? I'm not taking that junk. That stuff looks awful. I've suddenly gotten over my sick feeling.
Take it.
Oh, all right. Wow! What are you trying to do to me? Kill me?
It's not poison.
Prove it. You still have
Take an these pills.
I can't swallow those horse pills. Why, even an alligator'd have to gulp twice to get them down.
Take them.
Oh, Edge. Okay. Only because you asked me to. See, I'm a horse. I'm a horse.
You're a nut, Henry Scott. Now drink this down.
Do I have to?
Drink it. Who's the doctor here anyway?
Okay. Well, listen, this kills me. My heirs will sue you. In the name of common sense, was that?
Castor oil.
Castor oil? Woman, you're crazy. You aren't going to doctor me anymore.
You look as though you forgot something.
Yeah. When are we going riding?
Oh, I don't really know, Henry. I'm terribly bushed, and I've got some house calls to make.
Yeah, you look tired, Madge. How about this weekend?
Well, I'll think seriously about squeezing some free time for a ride. Now, that's a promise.
Yahoo! Horse pills? Castor oil? Boy, what a mad woman! But otherwise, wow, what a dish!
Henry Scott!
Bye-bye! You beautiful mad doctor! Ha!
I wonder if I'll last for 2 months. Thank you. It's nice to see you. You look so nice in that Western outfit.
Thanks. Madge, what about Henry?
Well, I'll tell you, Mary Lou, I'm still waiting for the package to come. It's taken an awfully long time to get here.
Well, your mother probably insured it, and that takes longer, because the records would have to be made of it as it travels this way.
You're right. You know, I never thought of that. But please be patient, dear. Everything will work out fine for both you and Henry.
I hope so.
And remember this. I'm on your side.
What's the matter with your foot, old-timer?
Yeah, did a grizzly step on it?
Oh, clever boy, I stepped on this one with my other foot. That's what I did.
I could almost believe that.
Well, what do you do next?
What's really the matter, old-timer?
Oh, I got some kind of an infection in my big toe.
An ingrown toenail, no doubt?
For your information, my toenails grow out, not in. Who ever heard such a thing? Why, my toenails had to be on backwards to grow in.
No. You asked for it, Bill. Isn't that right?
You said it, Gray Wolf. I asked for it. Well, let's go see Dr. Benson.
Not on your life! No female woman doctor's gonna touch me.
Oh, don't be foolish, Stumpy. Well, you're hardly able to walk.
It'll be all right in a day or two. I'm a doctor in it myself.
Yeah. You sure must be doing a good job of making it worse.
Are you going to the doctor?
Nope.
I'm asking you once more, and then I'm going to carry you over myself.
Where are you going to get 10 men in a hurry? The answer's still no.
You're sure now, Stumpy?
That's for certain, I'm sure.
Henry, open the door. The old-timer is going to the doctor. Take him from that side, Gray Wolf.
Right. Get him.
Too much out, you two, then. Hey, the other boy. You're going to let these two big baboons pick an old billy goat like
Madge gives you some of that castor oil like she did me.
Castor oil for an aching colon. No, no, put me down, put me down.
Not a chance, Stumpy.
Okay, off to the doctor.
Doc, leave a little nub of my big toe, will you? Or else I won't have nothing to hang my sock on.
Stumpy, if you don't stop clowning, I'll let the anesthetic wear off.
Hey, don't you dare.
Oh, I'll be finished in a jiffy. That is, if you'll be quiet. Then, all I have left to do is to bandage it up.
Oh, my poor big toe. Oh, there ain't hardly enough left to make a little toe out of it. Oh, my foot'll get all confused now.
Old-timer, I'm warning you for the last time.
All right. I'll be good. Maybe.
Madge, what's that diamond doing on your left ring finger?
What do you mean, Henry? What's it doing there? Why, you know as well as I do.
You're engaged?
Why, of course.
Since when?
Well, Henry, I was engaged before I came out here.
What's the matter? Are you ashamed of it? Why didn't you wear the ring when you got off the plane?
Well, I... Oh, Henry, I'm sorry you're hurt, but really, you haven't any reason to be. Henry?
What do you want?
Henry, please don't be embarrassed. I know all about it, and I understand.
I'm nuts.
Henry, her fiancé couldn't afford a ring because he needed a microscope. You know, it really isn't polite for a girl to just announce right after she arrives that she's engaged. That's what the ring is for. She sent for her mother's ring. I think she's pretty wonderful, Henry. She tried not to hurt you. That's right, Henry. You'll have to admit that I've done nothing to encourage you.
Yeah, you're right, Madge. Absolutely right. I guess I got sore because, well, I wanted to tell you that I knew we could never make a go of it. I knew it was infatuation, but, well, I was getting over it. Thanks, both of you.
Now I will go riding with you on Saturday. That is, with you and Mary Lou.
Hey, that's a date. Isn't it, Mary Lou?
Oh, yes. I'll say it is.
Hey, what about me? Who's going to watch after me now that I'm all bandaged up round the foot?
I'll get you a crutch, Stumpy.
A crutch? I knew no good would come of a female woman doctor around here. You say old rangers never die. They just limp away.
Well, you see what I mean. You just can't convince the old-timer that Dr. Benson fixed up his ingrown toenail real fine. Well, see you next week for more adventure with...
Ranger Bill comes to you transcribed from the Moody Bible Institute in Chicago.
Good morning, you're on the air.
Good morning. I have a slide-in camper for a pickup truck. It's 6 foot inside height. It has the stove, the ice box, closet. Also has a 20-gallon fresh water tank. It's ready to load and go.
All right.
All they have to do is call 754-4865.
4865.
And they have to see this to appreciate it. I've had several calls on it, but no one's come out to look at it.
All right, fine.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. By the way, if your roof is in need of repair, you might want to give Sykes Roofing a call. Let them drop by and give you a free estimate for replacing or repairing that roof you may have been having problems with. Got better than 15 years of experience in this type of business. Of course, being locally owned and operated, they're licensed and bonded and state registered. You can certainly depend on them. Not some of this fly-by-night stuff where they come and paint your roof with this roll stuff. No, they don't get into that. For new roofs, re-roofing, roof leaks, you call Sykes Roofing at 752-1255. 752-1255.